The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How's it going, guys?
I'm dead.
You should really redo the silence. I was chewing the whole time.
That microphone probably didn't pick you up. They probably picked you up in this one.
I can find enough silence to use. It's okay.
Okay.
Or Cody can, since I showed him how to do it.
Yeah, we need to go through that.
Yeah. Come on over whenever. It doesn't matter. Took us like 20 minutes.
I told you were genius.
Okay. So, Troy and Cody.
Yeah.
You're going to go play Conan, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What time does Pacer game start?
Soon, I think 7.
Matt and Lucas, you're on a boat.
Going fast, Dan.
Huh?
Go ahead.
It's what are you
Saturday
doing?
Saturday Night Live.
Okay. That's why I don't get it.
Dude, I don't want to change the subject, but like I downloaded the Saturday Night Live app. It's ruining my life. I'm wasting hours at a time, like just blacking out. I don't even know what happened. So good.
Could also sponsor the show.
So you're on a boat.
Yes.
And?
Pedaling off into the darkness.
Going fast and...
Huh?
Well, we were standing on the back while other people were pedaling, I believe was the case.
Yeah, you were. You're gone. You've ditched Kira and Elanel. You have a shiesty little Durgar who's piloting the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of other NPCs. And you've got about 3 weeks, Hemeth is guessing, before you get to Grekkelstug. What do you want to do?
We have the food, right? Because I said we were taking everything. Like, the guys all took the packs and
yes.
Okay.
You have all the food that they packed for you.
Great. That was a point of contention. I thought last time you said we didn't.
Oh, wait, yeah.
But
you guys grabbed the packs.
We also distinctly said that we took all the shit.
Well, you said you took all of your shit.
I said all of the shit.
You want to get the recordings out?
I could if we really needed to go to the recording. But you're in charge of the game, so it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, we'll say you've got all the stuff that the Koto packed for you.
Okay.
You've got all of your packs except for Kira's and L&L's, I'm assuming.
With the 3 magic items in it.
Yep, that's true.
One is in my leg.
Also true.
Sorry, my apologies.
Or did we pull it out? I can't remember.
Sorry, there are four magic items. 3 I have.
No.
One's in your leg.
There were three. 3 total.
The first one you found was the harpoon or whatever.
There was a +1 weapon. His weapon would have been the harpoon.
Those bracers, headband, bag of fuzzies.
Yeah, there was a bag of fuzzies.
Oh yeah, you did find a bag of fuzzies.
Because Kira rolls high.
Nah.
Okay.
Well, I'll just sit right back and I'll hear a tale of a painful trip.
Well, you guys are going to have to work on the boat. How fast are you wanting to go?
I don't know. How fast do we need to go to get to where we're headed?
As fast as you want to go.
If everybody's working in shifts, we'll be all right.
Well, there's to an extent, you're going to have some downtime unless someone else knows how to pilot a boat. Because Hemeth is only going to stay on the wheel for so long.
I don't think any of our NPCs do, and I'm pretty positive neither of us do.
Nope. So each night you'll have downtime.
Would that just be like a disadvantaged role?
It would be.
At least it's a 50% chance. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you could pilot the boat with a roll at disadvantage, whatever it is at the time.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to like try to overthrow the ship. I mean, that wouldn't be right. It's a ship.
Okay.
What are we seeing off to the sides? Like, are we seeing shorelines? Are we just in a giant like cave tunnel type thing?
Leaving Slubledop, you'd have been going out into a massive cavern.
Okay.
You're not seeing. I mean, for the 60 feet out from the boat that you can see with your dark vision, you're not seeing a whole lot. You see rocks every once in a while,
Okay. Things
like that. But and you'll spend several days on really quiet waters.
I mean,
it's like a demon lord came out of the lake and everything that lived there fucked off.
Makes sense.
It's so weird. It sounds like what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can assume then we've rested so I can put my hit points back on.
Sure, yeah, you can assume a rest.
Cody, you look like you want to say something.
I just can't remember your character's goddamn name.
Nexus.
Nexus.
Emo McEmoturn.
Wow.
Emo McEmo face.
That one there?
Is there anything that you guys want to do? You just doing everything Hemeth tells you to do?
Where's he taking us again? Grickle?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Where is he taking us? What's the name of the town?
Gracklestug.
Gracklestug. Want to ask about Gracklestug, I guess?
Okay.
Because Matt personally knows nothing about the fucking Underdark, so.
Gracklestug is the home of the Durgar.
Mm-hmm.
Most outsiders call it the City of Blades. Massive arms dealers. As a dwarf, you would know a little bit more about them. They're, how do I say it? I've practiced this in my head because I knew you were going to ask me this. Dwarven crafters, especially, they're in it for the art. They're in it for the beauty of what they're making.
Uh-huh. But they're Durgar covet things.
Right? Durgar covet things. They're greedy as hell. And the things that they make, there's no beauty to it. It's as much as they can make, they make. They make really good shit. They just don't make really pretty shit. They're more concerned about how much of it they can make and how efficient it is and how...
They're capitalists, not artists.
Yes.
So they're German.
That is exactly what I thought of them. I really wanted to do Hemeth with a German accent, but I forgot to do it the first night.
Eins, zwei, drei!
I like that.
Yeah.
I want to hear a German dwarf.
All right, so that means regular dwarves are Scottish.
That, yes.
And Durgar are German. We've decided to cast it as that.
Yes.
Okay.
Durgar's going to be a playable race in like 2 weeks, so I figure my new character, whenever they meet it up, could be Durgar.
Durgar so is in Sword Coast.
Yeah, but they're retooling it.
Oh, so really?
This is like I can't remember the actor's name. The guy that's in all the Tarantino films.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes. That's who that is.
That's a very good casting. Yes. I don't remember if we cast him or not.
Bob Hoskins.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Recast.
Just in the middle of the season without telling me. Bob Hoskins pissed somebody off.
He's dead.
Well, thanks, Debbie Downer.
Also, a great SNL sketch that I watched recently featuring Rachel Dratch, who plays one of these fucking characters.
But which one?
Topsy.
Good. You didn't even have to look at the card.
Because the other one is a rat.
Anything else?
I mean, talk to the NPCs, like, where we're going after Gracklestug, how long we're going to wait in Gracklestug to see if Kira and L&L catch up with us.
I mean, it's just general downtime activities. Like, there's no... I'm not sure it's worth taking an entire 2 hours to play out. So,
but it's whatever, however you want to do it. Role-playing game.
No, yeah. But the sooner we get to where we're trying to land, the sooner we can just keep going.
Oh, no.
You have things planned.
I'm giving you guys the chance to do any of this stuff that you'd want to do. I've got stuff to do. Don't worry.
I don't think that my character would even know what the hell to do on a boat. Like, at this point, he's doing what he's told because he has no idea what else to do.
Okay.
He can sit around and talk to people and try to learn about his environment. That's about as far as I think it can go.
Okay.
I will try to learn as much about piloting a vessel as I can.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that, too. In fact, we're here for how long? 3 weeks?
He will charge you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. You can actually learn that skill.
Watch.
Yeah, you can actually learn that skill though.
I know.
Yeah, isn't it? I can't remember what it is. It's like 25 a day or something like that.
Yeah, 25 gold a day for 250 days, I believe.
For navigation? Is that
that's
what
it is? For any proficiency.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey there, Hemeth. What can I do to earn some coins while I'm on this trip?
We'll get there. Don't worry.
We'll get where?
Yeah. Roll for initiative.
What?
Fucking crit fail.
21.
Hang on to the numbers for me. Will you grab the markers?
I don't wanna.
I'm gonna go get some dinner. Check on the score of the game. Can I get Conan out?
You have a table we can play it on?
Yeah, I got a table right here somewhere.
I don't know. It might be more entertaining, but I don't want here.
You don't want that?
Hmm?
He rolled a 1.
Oh! I thought you just dropped it.
No, there. I gave it to you because you forgot to grab it.
Okay. Lucas.
Yes.
He'd have told you to be watching out up front.
That's probably true.
I mean, there's not a crow's nest or anything like
that. No, and I can see in the dark.
Right.
It makes sense.
Matt, what are you doing?
Probably fucking, like, chastising myself for leaving people behind. Try praying.
Oh, wait, no, you were talking to Hemeth.
Oh, okay.
That's right. So you'd be back here. You'd be back here by the rudder. We'll say there's Hemeth. There's others milling around. Tell me who is on the pedals.
I don't know.
Medium-sized creatures that aren't Darendil, because Darendil figured out that he wasn't built for it.
Oh, okay.
He's too damn big.
Jim Jar is probably too small, right?
He can manage it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all medium except for that Darrow.
Well, right? I'd say Jim Jar, Bupido. No,
the gnomes are small.
Oh. Jim Jar, Bupido, Eldith and Topsy.
Eldith and Topsy, okay. So who's that leave?
That leaves Darendil, Sereth, Stool. Stool.
Stool's on your back.
He's not on my back 24/7.
Yeah, this is called Master Blaster.
He's probably sitting below the boat.
Oh, no, I am mistaken. Bupido is small-sized. But, yeah, that's fine.
Is he not able to...
No, it'll be fine.
Okay.
I keep forgetting things. Hand me the dice.
Current sound is Matt chewing on a red vine. Most delicious snack.
How long?
No, current sound is a really high-pitched frequency that won't go away.
You're not having a stroke, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
How long have we been moving?
Both of you can make a perception check.
Okay.
Lucas, you're actively looking. Matt, you're distracted. Make it a disadvantage.
6.
10.
10?
No, 11.
11. Okay.
Are these our people?
No.
Okay.
No, they are not.
For the audience, a number of D6s have now surrounded both Matt and Lucas.
And you're both blind.
Okay.
You didn't see what was coming, but you noticed it once the blackness engulfed you.
Okay. Context helps. Saying I'm blind doesn't give me shit.
Well, that's why I explained, Lucas.
Just saying. Jesus. So these things should also be blind?
Should be.
Cool.
Lucas, first one at you. 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Oh my god, theater of the mind. Jeff is giggling as he reads. His belly is rippling with withheld laughter.
Mirth.
Good one.
Okay. Moments after the darkness comes down and engulfs you, something wraps around your head.
His head or both our heads?
I haven't gotten to you yet.
Okay.
And you'll take 6 damage from being crushed.
Okay.
And you can't breathe.
Okay.
Something has come down and wrapped itself around your head. Matt. Oh, actually, there's 2 of them there.
So apparently I was not first in with my 21.
They got a surprise round because you both missed your perception.
Gotcha.
That's a 21 to hit you. No, Lucas. Mm. The second one.
Yeah.
For 7 damage.
Okay. Probably pack tactics or something.
Nope.
You're blind.
There's also that.
Does a 16 hit you, Matt?
I don't like it by itself.
No?
A little bit of water, a little bit of ice.
You feel something try and wrap around your head and you...
Ooh, does it feel slimy?
It does not feel slimy. It does feel leathery.
Like an old man's scrotum leathery or like leather?
Like an 18 hitting?
That's not...
No?
19. What is your... Really?
Oh, yeah. You put your +1 on there.
Nice.
Okay. So you shrug them both off. You're still blind, though.
Do you like how he looked at his card from Nord Games when he saw that Matt made that...
Just a check.
Can I hit him?
Because this is not going to work. Okay.
That's going to hit Hemeth for 9 points of damage.
Do you want somebody? You want me to keep track of his hit points or no?
No, I'll get it.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go to Lucas.
Is it going to cost? I'm assuming it's going to cost me my action to break free of this.
Yeah.
Strength saving throw or what?
Hang on.
Strength check.
I don't think I've strength ever heard check? A positive answer after you said, I assume. Good job.
Every once in a while.
No, he was still wrong. It's just strength a check. Not a saving throw.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, strength skill check.
Does a 20 work?
A 20 will work. You throw one of them off.
Okay. Were they both wrapped around me or just the one?
Both.
Okay. So were they both wrapped around my head?
Yep.
Or, okay, that's weird.
It's like 2 blankets.
All right, so it was a...
Or rugs.
It's an ASMR sandwich.
Or
got
old man scrotums.
What is it with you and old man scrotums?
He's got one.
Yeah. An easy basis for comparison. I have a...
I can't.
I'm an old man.
I don't have another
action. That's your action. If you'd like to do something else, you can.
Wait, I have a bonus action thing, I think. I don't know if I want to use it or not, because it's a spell, and it's a second level spell.
Does it have a verbal component?
Yes.
Then no, you can't use it.
I think they all do.
Yep, that's why silence is...
Remember why silence was so such a pain in the ass?
Can I...
You have a move and a bonus.
As a bonus, I can use one of my healing die, but I don't know that that requires verbal.
It does not. You can do that.
Okay, so I'll just touch myself and heal.
Okay.
One fucking hit point.
Awesome.
21. That was worth it.
Hemeth didn't get free.
Nope. What was that for?
For rolling the one.
For Hemeth? He's on our side.
Ooh, this is one of the long ones.
Oh, useful?
It has like more than four words.
Make a perception check for your NPCs.
Four.
The NPCs can hear... if any of them would like to join in. No?
Wonder if I can use this to do what I want to do with it. So by any lucky happenstance, the darkness disappears. Because I have a card that says I can do basically whatever the fuck I want. That's the one we use to break the cage with the elevator.
Yeah, I let you augment a skill check with it. You don't get an automatic dispel.
I don't think there's anything on here that says DM can deny that. Just says use it for whatever you want.
Somehow I have to imagine that Nord Games didn't say,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
The darkness aura disappears from one of them.
Nah, this is fucking
it is darkness, then we are not physically blinded.
Yeah.
I mean, your characters don't know that, but yes.
Well, I'm saying, like, is there a
Well, we would know what darkness is. We've seen it.
It would be an Arcana check.
We've seen darkness before. I think we would know what it looked like, right?
No, because you can't see it.
But
we know how it works.
Yeah, but how would you know the difference between if you were blind or if you were in the dark?
I don't know. Just play the damn game.
If you're blind, you can't perceive.
If you're in magical darkness, you can't perceive.
Have you ever been in a cave when they shut the lights out?
But that's not blindness.
But that's you're in a cave right now.
Your, and somebody your shut the photoreceptors are not able to receive any light. So it's the same as being blind.
I will.
Google that when he gets
that's
home.
A cat anatomy conversation, but go ahead.
Agree to disagree.
Matt, go ahead. You're up. You are not grappled.
I am not grappled. And lesser restoration will not cure my blindness. So
you can wildly swing in the dark, though. That's about all you can do.
Yeah, I'm going to swing my warhammer at where I felt the leathery thing try to grab my face.
You absolutely can. You'd have flipped it off. You know which way you flipped it. Okay. Go for it. Disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Okay. 11 or... Okay. Does a 16 hit?
It does.
Excellent. That'd be 8 damage.
Okay.
As I randomly swing my giant warhammer towards something. Hopefully not hitting him.
Well, if that thing... If each one individually casts darkness, then it has a con check to keep it up, because I believe it's concentration.
You didn't
Hello,
listen to
son.
The wording.
Welcome to the podcast.
You didn't listen to the wording I used.
I toned you out most of the time.
Lucas, you're up.
Eh? I still have one of these around my face, don't I?
Yes.
20 again.
Oh, to not pull the other throw one off. It off? Cool. Yeah. You can breathe.
Yeah, but I can't attack, because that's my action.
No, but you said you had bonus action stuff.
The only bonus action I have is to heal, or to use one of my spells as a bonus.
Right.
So you use one of your fucking spells as a bonus.
I mean, I can. It's a second level spell, but I think I might as well do it. If it's going to help me. So as a bonus action, not that anybody can see it because it's dark, a magical blade appears in my hand.
Okay.
Can I roll nature, Jeff?
Yes.
I might as well ask. Advantage?
Yeah, probably. You guys can both roll initiative if you want.
A nature check was a 13.
18 for initiative.
Okay.
Initiative is that. So 17 for initiative. I'll be right behind Troy.
Okay. You definitely know what dark mantles are.
Okay. What can you tell me on my 13 about dark mantles?
They hang from the ceilings. They have a darkness aura. They swoop down, try and smother things.
Yeah. Wet blankets.
Like Minox.
Yeah, kind of. Except with a darkness aura. Troy.
Can you put us in relative positions, if you don't mind?
Give me something to mark you.
I didn't bring anything because I was dead. Well, Kier is dead. Oh, I don't think I need that. I figured you had a fun one for me. I don't know about him so much.
Is Kira really dead?
I don't know. You did it. Cool. Now
really,
I know where I am.
Really think they survived a demon lord?
Absolutely not.
No, it's off.
Yep.
Slowly,
totally.
Slowly floating back towards the shore.
Off. I said, Matt, cut that rope and kill my PC.
No, I'm the demon lord. That's why I said it was off.
Ah, fair enough.
He was...
My apologies.
For sure he was still there.
No, you're wrong.
Troy, you're up.
So, can we see? Can I see?
Depends on what the aura
You are right in the edge of the aura. I believe. Let me make sure. 15-foot radius. So you are to in the 15-foot.
Lucas, will you toss me my spell cards without hitting all the mics?
No, I am mistaken. 5, 5, 10, 15. So you can see it.
Yeah. At least he didn't physically throw them.
I was trying not to, and then
I can see the thing.
You can see the aura around it.
Okay. When it drops, it sort of like an octopus or something. It's like an inkwell. So you know there's something in there. I'm trying to see if I can help you. I don't have 8th level spells. Sorry, folks. I need the other side, apparently.
You don't have spells.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, you
do. Fuck you, Jeff. And I have some that may be very important right now, Jeff. Bite me. I don't know how they interact. Let me find out.
Okay. We'll take a... For those at home, Cody and Troy have just been sitting here fucking off for the last however long we've been playing.
Drinking whiskey.
Drinking whiskey.
Like grown men do.
And I just handed them character sheets. They're figuring out what their characters are right now.
So they died.
Huh?
They died.
I don't know.
Fuck you.
I don't know yet.
So wait till that episode comes out.
No. We gotta wait until we play that episode.
Are you guys gonna do a secret thing? A separate thing?
I don't know. Matt?
I think your first response is, fuck you, Jeff. Like I'm lying to you. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I think you fucking are lying to me. Because you like to fuck me.
At this point, editor, which might be Schroeder, which might be Jeff, can you roll back to the tape to last week where he's like, you know what? I really like you a lot more than Cody. And I said, you're going to regret saying that?
Oh, I still like him more than you.
That's fair.
What happened like 3 years ago? We were like, let's put snacks for a week. A little pile of snacks.
Yep.
The Fresca and candy corn killed it.
It's really good.
The Fresca and the candy corn did in fact kill it. Fuck that.
So when it says that I'm proficient in simple weapons, does that mean simple melee and also ranged?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't give me like...
I didn't assign you anything because
you don't need it.
Because nobody else had assigned anything to that character. I assigned stuff to him because I assumed that character would have taken stuff.
What character are they?
I am playing Darendel, the Quaggoth, who's possibly
the
really
Quag Elf.
The Quag Elf.
Quag Elf I like is a that. Good word. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my son has a little table in which around there's a little seat with two wheels so he can run in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is apparently chasing him around in a circle right now, which is kind of what I thought was happening, but it is as adorable as one might imagine.
Cool. So I know, apologize glad to know our audience. Children can play so well together.
That's because one of our children doesn't abandon the other one in a boat.
Just saying that.
Going fast and
reasoning.
Yep, Joe would definitely jump in a van with strangers and run away from his friends. That seems like a solid decision.
One stranger and 9 friends, I'm sure you would do.
Yeah, friends.
Friends. Friends.
Companions.
I would go with companions.
Which way is Darendel breaking? Do we know yet?
I mean, I don't even know what I would do. I can't see these things. I don't have anything.
I will say something about Darendel. He's got the training as from what he remembers as an elf, but he is way more feral than what's the word with a monk?
Way more feral than restrained?
Disciplined.
Discipline is a good word.
Way more feral than disciplined.
I don't know if I would have had time, but I don't know if you would be looking in my direction. I would have nodded to the group in the back. I don't know if I could have done that in the intervening time. But
nope.
Fair enough.
Thanks to table talk.
There's a fucking drow right there.
Well, no. So, is there only darkness up here?
There's darkness back here, too.
I guess I'll take a defensive step.
What level are these guys?
74.
69. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to spend your action taking dodge. Or are you going to burn the key point to take dodge as a bonus action?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't use the burn the key point because I don't have an action to take in the first place.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm going to use my action as to dodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Movement or bonus?
No.
Okay. Cody.
If I'm reading Fairy Fire right, it should illuminate those bastards, right? Each object in a 20-foot cube is outlined in blue, green, or violet light.
If the light can escape. What level spell is Fairy Fire?
Level 1.
It's a cantrip, isn't it?
They need to make dex saving throws against it, otherwise they are outlined in light, it says. I don't know
plus,
if that defeats
plus,
darkness.
you have to have line of sight.
It just casts it in a 20-foot cube.
Oh, it lines everything in a 20-foot cube.
So that's what I'm saying. Is the question is, I think I would know whether or not fairy fire would counter darkness.
I don't know. Let me read it.
Because I think they get a dex saving throw to whether or not... They get a dex saving throw to whether or not they're illuminated, but I don't know if I will see them inside the darkness. It's that whole...
You would know that you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You would know that that they would be affected by it, but that the light would not escape. See it.
Please don't knock over my lamps, Matt.
I just want to destroy everything you love.
Like Kira?
Yes.
Mission accomplished. Thanks, Bush. Stand on the deck of your ship here and have the big old banner in the background. F*** me. Okay, on my 13, do I know anything else about them? Because I can't dispel it, obviously. I could shoot wildly into it, which is not necessarily a bad choice, I guess.
You know that they don't need to see to be able to...
Right, they're going to attack entirely off of sense.
Hey, man.
You know that they function like bats.
Okay, I don't know that helps me necessarily, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, their blind sense works off of echolocation.
Probably the most logical thing for me to do is to shoot into that pile. I'm going to pick center mass and fire, Matt.
Okay.
I ain't scared of you.
Roll with disadvantage.
I'll take it. First roll is a 13 plus numbers. Second roll is a 16 plus numbers. So, 19. Am I within range? 5, 10, 15, 20. I am within range. I don't know if I would move a 5-foot step to put the entire group in range. With disadvantage, that's a 19.
Okay, roll me a
D3. Would be a D5?
Nope.
I got 5, 6, so that would be a 3.
Okay. Roll damage.
D6 plus 4 plus sneak attack?
Sneak attack's precision. You're shooting blind.
Fair enough. Thought I'd ask.
Yep. It's worth a shot.
Toppers. So 10 damage total.
10?
Yep.
You will knock that one out.
Sweet. Took out a Minot.
Does the...
You see the bubble of darkness diminish by about 5 feet.
Right.
And I'll... Joe, try to keep it down a little bit, buddy.
I'll move maybe 5.
Joe, try to keep it down a little bit, buddy.
I'll move 5 feet towards the back of the boat, but no further.
Okay. Matt, you're up.
I will, I have a pretty good idea of where one is located since I hit it with my Warhammer.
Yes.
Then I will try Sacred Flame.
You don't have line of sight.
Basically, swinging wildly is all you can do right now.
Darkness sucks.
Wildly.
Okay. Disadvantage.
But do I have disadvantage now that I know where it's at?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Could have moved.
Hit it. You... 12.
That'll hit.
5 damage.
That'll drop the one that you hit the first time.
Well, it looks
you
like
knew you were going to play a monk.
It's a strange sheet, though.
It's really not.
You're not used to it.
I don't think so.
And everything's kind of tiny.
Props to our friends at Faerun Labs for awesome character sheets. Yeah. Is that not great?
I did really enjoy putting those characters.
We won't say which person it is because there are some questions of whether or not he's able to make these sheets. But props to our friends at Faerun Labs for making great sheets. Other people have been taken around down for utilizing copyrighted material, Lucas.
Huh.
So I don't know if it's a very legally gray area. I think it's very close to white, but it may not quite be. So
is it not free?
It's there. Information linked within Faerun Labs' sheet is copyrighted D&D material. So
what's Faerun Labs?
It is a group of people that we know one of that creates awesome D&D sheets that calculate all your stats for you. They take into account all kinds of things like, what do I want to say? Like racial abilities and feats and so on and so forth. So you could basically be like, I do this, and click the two options on the sheet. It will recalculate your entire sheet for you. Keeping track of all your racial abilities and shit.
You enter the stats that you roll, you tell it what race and what class and what background you're doing, and it applies everything for you, and it tells you need to pick this many skills from this list, you need to pick this many languages from this list. Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Click.
Yeah, it's really handy.
Yeah, it actually is really sweet. I brought my tablet to try and... You can actually keep track of like hit points and abilities on the tablet, but... My iPad, I think, is a little old to run Google Sheets. It is all free source. It is all awesome. Shout out to Faerun Labs because the people there create some really interesting stuff, including a gunslinger thing that's really neat if you've not seen that.
I saw the checkbox to make it available, but I didn't go through.
If you Google Faerun Labs, you can actually look at... I was sent by the creator, one of the creators. I'm being very litigious here.
Yes, I know.
I was sent an 8-page document, 10-page document that is very, very cool I don't necessarily agree with the creator on all aspects of Gunslinger, but because I don't think guns in D&D is my thing, but I really like what they have done. Matt has just tested me to ask who it is.
I just tested on the
road. I told you.
Cool.
I do not, in fact, believe that Charforge is actually available in a... It used to be available downloaded, but a number of other free resource things have been taken down and been issued legal notices by Wizards.
Yeah.
So the... And it's... The person we know is not the only one, but the group decided to take some of their things down because it's a very gray area. And Wizards is particularly litigious.
So whose turn is it and what's going on at this point?
I think it's yours.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Let's go back to what Lucas wants to do.
I have no idea who's
you killed
turn
a guy.
It was Matt.
Yes, you attacked.
So it's back at the top of the order because I had shit.
No, because I'm after you. Matt. Crit.
Crit fail?
No. Crit success.
Mm. Oh my god, he might die immediately.
Make a constitution save, Matt.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw another D8 on top of that.
How about you? Minus a D4.
What?
Roll a D8 and add it.
You're a fucking prick.
Roll a D4.
Roll a D8. Roll a D8 and then minus 4 from it. So it's 0.
No, you roll a D4.
Now subtract.
When you could roll one, but you just feel like doing you just throw
so,
it there.
So for the audience, I just want to recap. Allow me to do the play-by-play there. So, Matt, what'd you roll originally? I'm just curious.
9.
So Matt rolled
plus
a 9
my 3
on so a 12. Save. So that gives him 12. Matt then added a card from Lucas, which gave him an additional D8. Jeff then threw a card that said minus D4. He rolled a D8, got a 4. He rolled the D4 and got a 4. So your save is actually 12. Which is fucking hilarious.
Make a DC 14 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you are stunned until the end of your next turn.
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
All right.
Could have been one of those fort save or die moments.
I'll take it.
For 5 damage.
Is that drow giving everyone the finger?
No.
He's hiding a knife
behind his back saying, come here.
I asked the same question last time it was in play.
It kind of just looks like he's going, fuck you.
Yeah.
I kind of want that mini because it looks like he's just going, fuck you.
See, that should be our business right there. We should figure out how to make lewd minis.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there.
I'm sure they are, but let's make our own.
Please email between2crits@gmail.com and let me know where we can find lewd minis.
Go ahead.
Hammoth takes off this way. Lucas?
Yes?
Both of yours are off, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's a 23 to hit.
Sure does.
For 5 damage. And you are engulfed again.
Okay.
This one's going to fly over towards Darendil.
Would I hear it move and be able to get a swing at it?
Big even leathery though, wings.
I can't see it, but can I hear it?
Sure, go ahead and make a roll at disadvantage.
Okay.
Ooh.
Both nice. Of those are probably going to hit.
Yes, they will.
There's a 16 and a 17 on the dies. Dice.
Oh, those are D8s, not D6. This is going to be 2d8 worth of psychic damage.
Okay.
Ooh. Is that... I don't add anything to that, do I?
No,
I have no idea.
14
psychic damage?
Yep.
They're immune to psychic damage.
I mean, they might be. I don't know.
I'm joking. That one's gone.
Cool.
That would have been funny.
So the wild swing decapitates that one?
Yes.
I got more Coke, so drink up.
That's that.
I'm just playing with some fucking PCs, so I don't care.
Absolutely.
Troy. No, Lucas.
It should be me again. I guess I gotta get this thing off of me again.
I mean, you don't have to. You can leave it on there.
I can swing at it and cut myself, yeah.
What is your constitution modifier?
+3.
+3? Okay.
Yeah. It was a strength throw.
I know.
DM roundtable.
I'm not asking for that.
This much of it during the hour we talked.
So, 15.
Okay, you can throw it off. Troy, our bonus action move?
No, well, I guess I'll try to heal myself again.
Okay.
It's a bonus action.
Troy.
Can I have a hand crossbow?
3.
That's not a simple weapon.
Yes, it is.
I think a hand crossbow is.
Yeah, I believe so.
No, a light crossbow, maybe.
I know one of them is. I thought hand crossbow was, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, light crossbow, that's what I said.
No, you guys didn't have any light crossbows. You had hand crossbows.
Can I have some darts?
Nope. There were daggers.
Just run in there and punch loot. I mean, the bad thing.
Okay, I'll take a dagger. Daggers.
Okay. Just winging daggers.
So, yeah, no, I saw him. I saw him shoot into the blackness, and it worked. My intelligence score is very low, so I'm going to close. So I make my decision. That's a 20.
So you will roll a disadvantage, though.
You still get the card for it?
Yeah. Or no.
17, so...
No,
oh, no, it's not a card because it's not a... Yeah,
yeah, that would it's be a crit check, hit. So. Roll me high or low. Matt, call high or low.
No. For what?
For
what?
Okay, then roll high and high or low, and I'll call high or low. No, oh no, no.
High or low?
High.
7.
Low. Oh, okay.
How much ammunition does a ham crossbow have, by the way?
20.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll damage.
3 plus, you want to add that dex, probably?
Yes.
So, 6.
Okay. That one has not been hit yet.
Fucking work interrupting D&D night. Go away.
Cody.
Yes, sir.
Unless you're doing anything else. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I keep forgetting to...
He might throw himself into melee. I sure as f*** am not.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, Cody, you're up.
Firing into the darkness. I know that there's at least one more over there, roughly, right?
Yes.
I'll just aim at center mass and see what happens.
Okay. Disadvantage.
Yep. First roll is an 18. Second roll is a 19. So the 18 plus modifier is a lot. 24.
Matt, call high or low.
No.
Give me a roll of d20?
Sure. We'll go high again.
I rolled a crit 20. Would you like me to roll damage?
Yeah.
9 damage.
So, Matt, you'll take 9 damage.
Do I happen to hear anything?
Ow!
Did I hear
what
that?
What the was that? Yes. Yes, you would
something
hear that.
Jumped up and bit me.
I feel like I'm close. I'm going to adjust a little bit higher for the next shot.
Okay.
Dark man will snag onto people's faces, right? So I got to be close.
Yeah. Matt.
It didn't sound like it was a throat shot.
Matt, you're up.
Pull the bolt out of my ass and stab this thing with it.
Point of order, not to retcon, but with like throwing a melee weapon, do you get an offhand attack to throw another dagger?
You could.
Okay.
You wouldn't add the damage bonus, right. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you can...
There you go, Matt.
So Matt has rolled 2 cards again, or 2 dice again for disadvantage, and we're handing a card from Nord Games. Thanks, Nord Games, which I think is a 1.
What are the symbols?
The top one is melee, I believe.
Stop trying to read it.
Melee ranged.
I wasn't sure if bludgeoning was
something. I just quit crit failed on an attack.
He's supposed to be stunned right now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. So put that back in the fucking deck.
Oh, no. We're saving that roll.
Like hell we are.
If it was you, you'd be like,
that asked for
no,
this.
You'd be like,
Lucas.
Yeah. You'd be like, I can use that roll right though.
Oh my God. I honestly never want to DM again. It's too much fun. Because the thing is that I really like playing, but I also really like when Jeff fucks us over. It's great.
I love it when he retcons 6 things.
Hey now, new DM, you shut up.
New?
Mr. Fucked Your Mom.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Go back and listen to Tyrants of the King for that joke.
That's good.
Is it true, though? Is it not?
Matt, it's going to make an attack at you.
That's probably my favorite moment. One of my favorite moments of Tyrants of the King.
It's still good.
That's a 24.
I'll take a little more. Go ahead and ask me if it hits, and I'm just going to hit play on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Does that hit, Matt?
Did you crit again?
Fucking goddamn, now it is.
He's incapacitated.
Oh, so it's an insta crit.
It is.
Sound out the big words.
No, I'm trying to pick out which one's which. Staggered. All attacks against you have an advantage for 1d6 rounds, which they all get advantage anyway.
I might get advantage now.
True. I love the looks.
Kira would never have stabbed you.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Maybe
actually.
Kira, if Kira would have listened.
She probably would have.
Yep, clearly this was the best plan to have for D&D.
What, drinking bourbon during it?
Hemeth is standing over on the far side of the boat yelling, "Shoot her!" Troy, you're up.
I'm up. Yeah, that last time it worked, so I think so.
Yeah, why not? Throw into melee again.
Two tens.
That is two tens.
So that do I get like a bonus for that? 16.
In Mario Party, you get 10 coins.
Which one are you throwing at? Him or me?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay.
Same one. Same side. 16.
16 will hit. Actually, it's attached. Roll high or low.
No, it's not. I pulled it off.
It reattached itself.
And then I pulled it off again. I rolled a 15 to pull it off. He hasn't come back yet.
Yeah, you're right. You're at the top of the order.
You're fine.
No.
Yes.
I skipped you. You should have gone before Troy.
Okay, so it's my turn then.
Save your rolls. Go ahead.
Hit. 6 damage.
Okay, so if it's not attached, then I'm going to swing at it.
Can I have one
okay.
of those? Thank you.
No, it's a disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
So that's a 16. Okay, so it's going to be a 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
13 damage?
That's 12.
12 damage? Well, am I adding stuff as well?
I have no idea.
Am I adding my damage bonus to those?
Are you making a melee attack?
Yes.
Then you should, probably, in most instances.
Is it a melee spell attack?
Yeah, it's a blade. I'm holding the blade.
The spell say it is?
No, it's not a spell. I'm legit holding a blade. The bonus action earlier was to make the blade. I'm swinging a simple weapon.
Let me see your...
It's a sword.
Yes, my spiritual weapon was a magical weapon that was floating there.
Okay, that's fair.
But I still had to make...
The way this reads is that it's a weapon that I'm proficient with.
So apparently Spencer Elliott is you playing do not add to right it. Now.
Okay, so it's just the 12 damage?
Yeah.
12 psychic damage.
I love it when Grady drinks during games.
12 psychic damage, sir.
You kill it.
Okay, darkness should disappear then.
It should. And you see a bunch of stingray-looking dark mantles laying on the deck.
I'm just curious. Are the dark mantles the things we saw in the water before?
No.
Thank you.
No, those are like piranha things, right?
No,
they were stingray-like.
I thought they were what was following the merman.
I thought they were piranha things.
Oh, okay. That's where I got that mixed up.
Stingrays. Yeah. But I wanted to make sure, both for myself and the audience, because I was pretty sure dark mantle was not what you were describing.
Right.
Because dark mantles, I mean, Minox is the best description. They fucking hang, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Thank you. Minox is a great choice.
Wait, that one's still there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fight's not over.
Cool. So Lucas went. Troy, it's your go.
I said I could keep my roll.
Yeah, but the one you were attacking is dead.
You said I could keep my roll, so can I remove?
If you change your target, you're going to re-roll.
That was not specified earlier. Just so everybody knows. So it's another retcon in books.
What's that?
That's Hemeth. Okay. You can punch him if you want.
You can punch if you want to. It's an 18 and a 12.
See, so that's a much better roll.
18.
That'll hit.
For max damage of 7.
You will spear it. Well, you won't spear it, but you'll stick it to the deck with your dagger.
It's dead?
It is dead.
I retrieve my daggers.
Yes.
So now the last one's dead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You are clear of combat now.
Okay. So, killing blow was... Troy got it then, yes. I guess? Okay.
Don't touch the back.
Did you throw out the one in the back then?
Yeah, I moved.
Oh, okay. I thought there was one more on Lucas. Sorry,
I killed it.
Okay. I missed that, because we jumped back. Gotcha. Okay.
The hell with those?
I don't know.
Hemeth can talk if he wants. Instead of looking side to side.
I know. I'm giving you guys a chance to interact.
Oh, those are weird looking.
You act like you've never seen dark mantles before.
Well, I mean, I'm not from around here, man.
Piss poor excuse.
You're an ass.
Yeah.
They did choose to kill the most clever one of them as a sacrifice to Demogorgon or some bullshit. But so, I mean, we are left with the chaff at the bottom of the barrel, as you might say.
Yeah, I believe we saved your life there,
Yes, great. You did. Please continue to believe that, dwarf.
Well, we're gonna have some fun, aren't we?
yes, we are. Are you still on some damn fool quest to change the Durgar?
No.
I really wish you were, because your backstory would be much more fun to play with at this point.
Sorry.
Whoops.
In case it hasn't been made aware to the audience, I'm playing Seraph, by the way, which I'm very excited to do. They would know, these two may not. Theoretically, that was in the last episode. 2 episodes ago, maybe at this point. So yes, you've done remarkably well after killing the most intelligent aspects of your party. I look forward to your further group decisions.
He's funny.
Thank you, Quag Elf.
I tip a hat that I'm not wearing.
Well, what would you have done different there, Pointy?
Probably would have slit the Durga's throat and then tossed over all the useless party members.
You know how to pilot a boat, then?
No, but I wouldn't have been under control of the Durga. That's where the woman was correct. You now are basically slaves to this man. Congratulations.
We'll get to that.
Don't test me, Durga.
What will we get to?
Hmm?
What will we get to?
Well, you said that before. You see, you're heading towards Gracklestug. With my help, you guys won't be taken as slaves.
Right on.
Yeah, but you're gonna do me a favor before we get there.
Yeah, what might that be?
Now, I will let you know when we get there.
See, that's what I liked about the human woman. Although blind, she wouldn't have followed this bullshit. This man's gonna squeeze you for everything he's worth, because that's how the Underdark works, my friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had a lot in common with her. You're both uppity bitches, so.
Very well. Continue along your way. Lead this party as you will.
I'm not leading anything. I wanted to save our
friend.
That
much is obvious.
Wow. You're not even gonna lie.
I fucking hate you so much.
Are you doing it without touching the edges of the bag?
Surprisingly.
Oh my god, I did not even see him come in here.
He never left.
Oh, okay. I thought you sent him out of the room.
He rolled a 20 on his sneak attack.
Yeah, he just kind of rose up.
He's MF and Ninja.
He's playing DS in here.
Okay, are we continuing on to Gracklestug then?
Yeah, do you guys have anything that you need to do during the day? Anything you need to do over the next several days? Because we're going to skip forward. If you're doing them, I need to know it. Otherwise, it's not happening.
I just need time to heal, basically.
Holy shit, Jeff. You did some really good work on this character sheet.
What do you mean?
Just you've got bonds and flaws and shit. I didn't see that earlier because the PDF you sent was just one. It was just one page sheet. Yeah. So I was going to say, Troy, you might want to look at that. I know, right? Like, it was surprising to me. Like, give me a few minutes, and I'll see if I did anything. But I don't think that I did.
Okay. Give them a few minutes.
I'm definitely doing trait number two.
Which one?
I don't know. Crude sense of humor.
Ah.
Cocky son bitch. That was trait number two.
Clearly, you've not dealt with any real drow before. Probably just those albino ones that aren't real drow.
Yep. Yet are still noticed as a drow in public.
Nope. Albino drow is not a thing.
It is too.
He made it
anything
up.
Can be albino. There's albino people. How can there be an albino drow?
The only albino person I know is Powder.
Caliban.
Edgar Winter.
I just make shit up.
No.
So you all good?
Yeah.
Yes. I would like to note Sereth has sort of changed to almost an Alan Rickman-esque diehard individual. Sort of with the casting.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yippee.
Is anybody doing anything?
Literally no.
I'm going to sit down so I can calm myself.
Yes, you're going to heal. Yes, I know.
That's really all I'm doing.
Anytime anyone looks at Sereth, he is shooting them dirty looks.
Okay, Troy, does Darendel need to do anything?
I don't think so.
You were asking about gear. Is there anything you're needing?
I can't craft additional. I assume we don't have the material components to craft additional stuff.
That depends on what you're wanting.
Are you stripping pieces of wood off the boat?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Stripping pieces off the boat would not produce me additional arrows.
No, but you found multiple cases of crossbow bolts.
I'm not seeing...
You have...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You, for Sereth's equipment, I took one of them and put it in your...
If it's possible for me to create additional bolts for hand crossbows, I would be doing that. But I don't know...
You can take extra from the... stockpile that you guys found in the armory.
Okay, if I can do that, I would create as many hand crossbow bolts as possible.
Okay.
I don't have the ability to poison them like is traditional.
No, but I bet if you talk to an alchemist, you probably could.
That involves talking to somebody who I believe is incompetent, so probably not. But we'll see. If I can fletch the... Well, it's not really fletching, is it?
No, fletching is putting the feathers on the back.
Feathers. So I don't know what it would be to create bolts, but I would be creating bolts.
You have bolts.
Right, I would like more.
He just said there's a stockpile of them. You don't have to make them.
But those are for crossbows, not hand crossbows.
No, you only found hand crossbows. You only found ammunition for hand crossbows.
Right, but you said I started with 20. How many do I have then?
I would have to go back and look at how many you found, but you found multiple cases of hand crossbow bolts.
So can I start at 11 million? He hasn't specified a range yet. I just figured I'd start with 11 million.
Work him down.
You have 10.
I started at 20 when we started the combat.
Something must have happened during the combat. You have a 10.
By fortuitous chance, you have...
If I can't create more hand crossbow bolts, then I won't be doing anything.
Okay.
I could, if you ask.
Yeah, but I don't like you.
It has to be made out of metal, though.
No, it has to be partially metal.
Oh, just partially? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're back on our way.
I can spend time making another alchemist fire.
Okay. Roll me a d6, Lucas.
D6?
Yeah.
I got a 2.
Okay.
Sorry, that was me.
I know, you're fine. Two more days pass. Nice and quiet, just going about your business on the boat. Hemeth will guide you towards a rock formation sticking out of the water. And you can see a glow on it. Yes, Cody?
How big of a rock formation? Are we talking like a Hawaiian island? Or are we talking like...
Like the tip of a stalagmite.
Okay, so not very big.
No.
Okay.
But as you get closer, you can see there is a rope tied to it.
Okay.
About chest high from the top of the deck.
So this is an anchor.
It's kind of, yes. Okay. And it's marked so that he knows where to get back to it. And he tells you that for the next several miles, we have to run silent.
Crimson Tide!
No pedaling. We need to have men on the pedals, ready to go if something happens. But I'm going to need hands on deck to pull us along this rope.
Nature roll? To know what we're in the Dark Lake? To know what he's afraid of?
That'd be a survival to know where you are.
Fair enough. I'll take that. 16?
You're in the middle of the Dark Lake.
Fair enough. So I have no idea what the natural hazard is that he's concerned about.
No. He'll explain it to you. We're coming into a much narrower area, and there's things sleeping here.
What sort of things?
Honestly, I don't know.
Then why are we afraid of them?
Because they're a lot bigger than I am.
Lots of things are a lot bigger than you are, dwarf. That doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
It would behoove us to inform said crew of what things we may encounter in the next however long. If you could provide any sort of rational explanation, I'd appreciate it.
I don't know. All I ever saw was the eye open. So, I...
And how big was said eye?
Looks down at the deck of the ship and looks up, kind of gauging the space, about 10 feet.
See? That now provides incentive to the rabble of this crew. Shut the fuck up. Don't say anything unless you'd like to be eaten by something that's eye is 10 to 12 feet tall.
Okay, I was just going to kind of do that anyway, so I didn't have to have all the
reasons.
Yes,
because you're incredibly trusting of anyone that you come across.
People are basically good. Sorry.
Well, that expectation in the Underdog is incredibly naive and stupid.
You really talk a lot, but you don't say nothing.
Yes, I do. I say that you're incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Good for you.
God, I want to see you two just go at it. It's going to be hilarious.
I think I can kill him. Just think Garrick would be here right now saying, "Fucking," but she's not. Because you cut her loose to die.
Okay, I need to know. I need people on the ropes. I need people on the sides with... like the hook things that they pulled Lucas out of the water with. Oh. Guiding us away from the edges.
So you've got people...
It's going to narrow down in here, and we need to keep it down the middle.
I'm going to take my armor off.
That's a good call. I did not have light armor for you. Okay, so who's going where?
I've got no strength bonus.
I do, so I should probably be on pulling duty.
I've got a shit ton of dex bonus, so I would imagine that the 12-foot eye has Sereth concerned, so he would probably pick up a pole and try and push.
Okay.
I'll pull rope.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
I'm even on dex and strength, so it doesn't matter which one I take. How many does he need on each?
He's just going to divvy people up. Tell me where you're going to be.
I'll be on pole.
Pole? Okay. On the ropes are going to make athletics checks. You guys will make one athletics check at advantage because you've got help. So whoever wants to roll it, one of you is going to roll.
No.
Nat 20.
Nat 20. Cool.
Excuse me. I apologize. Nat 20. Is it a card that says you don't get eaten by things with 10-foot eyes? Okay.
Cody and Lucas, make me a dex check. The better their strength check is, easier your dex check is going to be.
Fair enough.
So do we have advantage or no? And are we just rolling one?
You guys are all working independently.
Okay.
Dex check or dex saving throw?
Dex check.
So again, we don't have advantage since we got the nat 20?
You, nope.
Okay.
I roll a 23 on my dex check.
I roll a 19.
Very good. Matt, this is your strength check.
Don't f*** it up.
It's two tens, plus whatever.
13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Not casting guidance?
Casting guidance on myself?
That has a verbal component.
I whisper it.
Does it really have a verbal?
I assume so, because f***ing everything in 5th ed has a verbal component, which pisses me off.
He just wants the 10-foot.
That's literally why I asked.
He's trying to fuck you, Matt. You rolled a 1.
Yep, I did.
Good luck, card.
Oh.
All right, both of you make dex checks.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant we made it, not that we had to make another.
Nat 20. 22.
8.
8. You got a 13 total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sarah pokes the thing in the eye.
No. But Sarath doesn't quite clear the rocks, and your boat hits them.
It doesn't seem good for
here,
things that...
You want to use that?
What does it say?
Plus 1d8 after making a skill or attack roll?
That could make a difference. To
it. Do you want to roll it, or do you want me to roll it?
No, it's your roll. We'll just use the cards.
10! I rolled a 2. I don't think 10's enough, but thank you, Lucas.
Hey, it was worth a shot.
Oh, wait. Re-roll!
Everybody is handing in their good luck cards.
Just use the one that allows us to pass shit.
12! I'm getting better each time. It's just costing a shit ton of cards.
Can roll another d6.
Wow. Okay, so everybody has thrown in a good luck card.
I'm up to 14, Jeff.
I'll let you have that.
You're kidding me. Thank you.
All right, hand in your cards.
I already put mine on the bottom. This is
you
the
have
one
another
we haven't
one?
Used. Yeah, this is the one
that was one that
we didn't use.
Together.
Did you hand yours? Oh.
It cost 3 luck cards, but we got me to 14, which I'd like to point out I roll on a plus 4 on a save. It's plus 6, so I was rolling like garbage. I don't care. It's an NPC.
Oh, God.
Matt That's just awesome. Looks at me with such salt from across the table.
When you're the character.
When I'm Cody.
No, I like Cody.
I think we got me up to a 14, is that correct?
Yeah, that'll okay. clear you. Give me one more strength check.
Good luck, guys.
Both of us? One of us?
Somebody.
You do it. You're better.
That's a nat 20.
All right. Two more dex checks.
It's not very good.
Just hand her your fucking luck card.
It's not good either.
Which one do you
have? I got a 7.
I mean,
I got the same 7, so which one
I mean,
was
it? By happenstance, we get to make it, because this lets us do kind of whatever.
There's not a card that lets you do whatever.
It
You're
literally
meaning-
says, but not limited to.
No, it's...
I let you augment a skill check before with that card. I will let you do that now.
Troy's luck card
Burn
is
him
giving
up now.
Me advantage.
No.
Which is now a 7, so it's a little better, so I'm up to 11.
Nice, Cody.
You critted the strength check. I'll give it to you.
You did crit the strength check.
I was shooting for a 10, so...
That is... 4 rolls under 10 thus far.
And that's how we get rid of luck cards.
It absolutely yep. is.
Thanks, Nord Games.
We could have failed him and faced whatever the fuck has a 10-foot eye.
You guys will make it through.
Aww. I kind of want to see what the fuck had a 10-foot eye.
So we're out?
Yes.
I put my armor back on.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And I say to the drow... I thought you knew how to work the pole better than that there.
I'm not insensitive, so I don't make a stupid joke.
What stupid joke?
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancors Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancors Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @Rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.